You, over there. Hey, don't pretend you don't notice a giant minotaur shouting at you. Get over here. Finally, you notice me. What's the big deal? How many times I gotta scream to get your attention anyway? Yeah, I know you work here. What, I'm not as good a customer as other patrons, is that it? Well, yeah, I could have asked for another server, but I didn't want to talk to another server. I wanted to talk to you. Hey, sit down with me and take a break, why don't you? I'm not asking you to drink with me, I'm asking you to sit down next to me. Come on. This isn't that hard, shrimp. There we go. See, it feels good to get off your feet, doesn't it? So, what's your name anyway? Really? Mine's Harpy. It's nice to finally talk to you. What do you think I mean? Don't think I haven't noticed you constantly staring over at me. I've seen that look before. Everywhere I go. From both men and women. What look? You know exactly what look I'm talking about. You can't decide whether or not you should be attracted to me or terrified of me. So which is it anyway? You scared of me? Or do you think I'm hot? You need time to think? Alright, that's understandable. Take all the time you need to think, then. What? Is this the first time a woman's put her arm around you? Cute guy like you? That can't be the case. Maybe it's just the first time a minotaur's put her arm around you, isn't it? Guess there's a first time for everything. You want me to let go of you? Good. I didn't think so. Hey, look at that elf over there. She's staring right at us. She looks kind of pissed off, doesn't she? I think she's jealous. Why? Don't tell me you didn't notice her eyeing you all night. I'm not the only one who has the hots for you in this tavern, cutie. Of course I've got the hots for you. You got the hots for me too, don't you? Come on. Don't you? I could tell. But it's great to hear you say it, shrimp. So what is it about me you like, huh? Is it my big tits? Was it my fat, tight ass before I sat down in this chair? What about me gets you going, in particular? Of course I'm vulgar. I'm a fucking mercenary and a 7.5-foot minotaur. You want somebody who will whisper sweet nothings into your ear about the magic of intimacy? You can go talk to that prissy elf over there. I'm sure she'd love your company. But that isn't what you want, is it? I didn't think so. I think I know exactly what a man like you wants. So once again, what is it about me that you find attractive? Tits or ass? My muscles, huh? Look at this, we've got a man of culture over here. Well, I gotta say, I think you have great taste in women. You wanna touch them, don't you? My muscles. Don't you? You could touch them if you wanted. Right here, in front of that elf. That'd really piss her off. Go ahead. Come on, touch them. I'll even flex for you. Make them even more irresistible. It's really cute when your eyes get wide like that. You're scared shitless and horny at the same time. Can't wait to see your reaction when I get naked later. What's that? Nah, I didn't say anything. Come on, what are you waiting for? Feel up my bicep. Yeah, that's it. Go ahead, squeeze as hard as you can. It's pretty fucking hot, huh? You don't have to tell me. I can see a tent forming down there underneath your apron. You know, I know how I could take care of that for you, Rain. You'd be taking care of me, too. I have a room in this tavern's inn, rented upstairs. How about I take you up there, take my armor off, and then I take your clothes off, and then we take care of each other. What? Of course I know you're just a bartender and not a whore. That doesn't mean I can't take you upstairs right now and fuck you like you're a whore. Come on. If your boss gives you any grief for lying down on the job, I'll kick their ass. Pretty sure I can take them. I knew you'd say yes. Oh yeah, that was good. Look at that elf. She's storming out of the tavern. All right, well, let's get you upstairs, cutie. Hey, calm down. What are you freaking out for? Getting thrown over the shoulder by a beautiful woman is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Live a little. Just focus on my ass, shrimp. Why am I carrying you like this? Well, firstly, because I want to. And secondly, as a favor to you. This way people don't notice that stiffy you've got, and you don't draw attention to yourself. You're welcome, by the way. Almost there. My room is first on the left. I think me carrying you up here got you even harder. I swear I can feel your bulge growing against my armor. Naughty boy. Don't worry. That'll be dealt with soon enough. All right, here we are. Okay, then. I'm just gonna toss you on the bed. You ready, shrimp? Well, come on. Get your clothes off. I don't got all night. Let's go. Me? Don't worry about me. I'll get my armor off soon enough. Right now, I want you to get naked. Good boy. Well, I'm not disappointed. I gotta say, I feel a little sorry for calling you shrimp earlier. Looks like you're packing a long sword of your own. All right, no more fucking around. Now it's my turn. Look at you over there. I haven't even taken my undershirt off and you're already touching yourself. Well, quit it. I get that you're worked up, but I'm in control here. Got it? Good. Sorry. I'm not pissed, I swear. I just get really intense when I'm horny. Now stop touching your cock. That's my job. All right. I'm taking my shirt off. You ready to see the greatest tits in the world? You sure? Okay. Here you go, cutie. Damn. You're impressed, I can tell. So what's it like finally seeing me in all my glory, huh? Much better than having to just settle with my biceps. Hey, let me turn around so you can view the whole package. Now, is that not the biggest yet tightest ass you've ever seen? Huh? Answer me. You're damn right it is. Aw, you want to touch me, don't you? Do you want to take hold of one of my tits in your hands? I mean, you can't grab both of them. They're bigger than your head. You probably couldn't even lift one of them. Nah, I've got an even better idea. Tell me something, cutie. You ever been smothered before? Good answer. You ready? All right. Take a deep breath. So what's it like under there, huh? You like it? Hey, I can feel your face warming up. You're blushing, aren't you? I can tell you like it, though. Hey, reach up and start feeling my abs. Come on. I know you want to. See, there you go. Those are nice, huh? Rock fucking hard. You know, now that I've got you down there, I could crush you like a bug. I could squeeze your head between my tits, and it'd pop like a grape. I'm not gonna do that, though. I think I like you too much. Nah, instead I'm just gonna lightly squish him against the side of your head like that. That's nice, isn't it? I can feel your cock throbbing and getting bigger against my shins. You're desperate, huh? I bet I could make you come just with those. That's not happening, though. You ready to breathe again? Okay. Holy shit. You look hilarious. Your hair's all ruffled up and you're gasping for air. Go ahead. Take your time. Come on. Deep breaths. Slowly. Slowly. There you go. Good boy. See, I got you. No need to worry. Big, strong Harpy is here to take care of you. All right. Enough foreplay. If you can't already tell by the sheets and your stomach being soaked with my juices, I'm really wet. I need that dick inside of me right now, and you're gonna give it to me. What? No, you aren't getting on top of me. Are you crazy? No way, that's not happening. Hey, don't worry. I said I wasn't gonna crush you like a grape, didn't I? I got an idea. Lift your legs up. Well, go on, lift them up. Didn't I say I was the one in control here? There we go. Good boy. Now, just let me grab your ankles here, and... What? Calm down. I'm just gonna slowly push them back, all right? I'm not gonna shove them all the way behind your head or anything. Just gonna get your knees about to your chest, and here we go. All right, you lucky son of a bitch. You're about to find out what getting fucked Amazon by the sexiest minotaur in the land is like. Are you ready? You think you're ready, but you're not. Trust me. All right, got your cock in my hand now. What are you so nervous about? I thought you said you were ready. All right, slipping it in. Oh, fuck. It's been so long since I've had a man inside of me. Oh, getting my snatch licked by other girls in the warband is good and all that, but this is what I've been wanting. Alright, let's fuck already, huh? Yeah, that's right, babe. Don't even try to hold those moans in. I told you I'd fuck you like a whore, and I want you to sound like a whore for me. I want all the people downstairs to hear you whine as I, as I pound you into the mattress. I want to hear your desperate cries of pleasure as I ravage you. Just lie back and take it. Just take it like a good boy. This is where you belong. Under me. You belong under me. Oh, fuck, I can tell you needed this too. Oh, you needed a strong, powerful monster girl to destroy you. To put you on your back and use you like a little slut. But you're letting me use you for free, aren't you? I didn't pay for this cock, but I still own it. Ugh, I own this cock. Come on, tell me I own your cock. Tell me whose cock this is. Say it again. Say it louder, baby. Scream it out. The whole world can hear that I own you. Come on, louder. I said louder. Yeah, good. Fucking boy. Look at you down there. You having fun, you slut. How does it feel knowing that nobody else could ever give you this pleasure? No human or elf could ever use you the way you want to be used. They couldn't overpower and bend you back like this. Fuck, this is good. Ah, they couldn't bruise your thighs and crotch. What's it like, huh? What's it like being ruined for every other woman out there? Oh, don't give me that look. You fucking love it. Feels so good. I know it does. I fucking know it does. Here, come on. Come here, cutie. Let me give you a kiss. Yeah. Yeah, this is where you belong. You belong under strong, powerful women. You know it. How about I take you away from this tavern? Where instead of getting oogled by wimpy little elf bitches, you get ravaged and used by a different monster girl every night. Oh, I'm talking big ones, like me. Orcs and other minotaurs. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, and even manticores. You know we got a dragon in my warband, right? How would you like to eat some dragon pussy while a manticore makes you cry from sucking all the seed from you, huh? Oh, don't worry, baby. I'd make sure they'd never hurt you. I'd keep you safe. Because you're fucking mine. You're fucking mine. You're gonna make me come, human. Oh, you're gonna make me come all over this cock. I want you to come at the same time as me. I want to hear you whimper as you release your seed inside of me. Oh, I want you to look into my eyes and give up everything to me. Oh, God. Oh, God, yes. Oh, wow, this is fucking amazing. Come on. Yeah, that's right. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, come on, baby. Come on, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Come on. Oh, yes. Oh, come inside me. Come now. I told you to fucking come. Oh, yes, there we go. That's right. Don't even try holding any of it back. Come inside of me, you slut. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, that was incredible. Yeah. Oh, that's the shit right there. All right, cutie. I'm gonna let your legs down. Damn, you're exhausted. After all that work I did, and you're the one who ran out of energy, huh? Don't worry about it. You're just a little human after all. You can't help it. You really are a cutie, you know that? Hey, these sheets are absolutely soaked with our juices. Here, I got another idea. I'm just gonna lift you up again. And then I'm gonna lay down and you can just lie on top of me. Go ahead, use my tits as pillows. Oh, good boy. You did a really good job. For a human, anyways. You didn't get squirmy or anything. Well, except for a little bit when I was smothering you with my tits. What's that? Yeah, go ahead and kiss them. Suck them if you want. Whatever. That's what they're there for. Be careful, though. You get me too excited and I'll just have to hold you down and fuck you again. Speaking of which, how about it? You know, how about what I told you? You want to join my war band as our personal fuck toy? That wasn't just passion talking. We could really use you. Hiring whores every time we come into town is getting expensive. And like I said earlier, it's fun messing around with my comrades, but doesn't hold a candle to having a human man at our disposal anytime we want. It ain't gonna be easy. You'll have your work cut out for you. You're probably gonna be sore every morning for the rest of your life. But I think you could pull it off. And I'll be there to make sure none of them go too far and break you or anything. You wouldn't have to pay us for lodging or anything to stay in our tent. And I'd make sure to keep you as far away from the active combat as possible. All you gotta do is let us ride your cock, and you'll have to lick some pussy. And the occasional asshole every once in a while, too. If you want to, we could have you learn how to cook if you get bored. So you up to it? You want to be my warband's free-use fuck toy? See, I knew you were up for the challenge. You're stronger than you look, cutie. Well, you better get some shut-eye. You'll need the rest, because you're getting your start tomorrow. Don't worry. I'll only let a couple girls use you at first. But by this week's end, you'll be a dedicated toy for Monster Pussy. Good night, shrimp.